We present Folkcast 061, featuring the best in folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter, and roots-based music.
Hello, hello. Hey, Phil, pass me that maypole, will you?
Sing for the break of day and hope that it shall come. Dance for the start of May. Summer has begun.
Together, hand in hand, to and fro. canopy above our heads, what must I be thinking of? And they even let you touch me if you promise me one thing. When our dance is over, where am I red? And May is here again, our town will cheer again, and we'll all pull together hand in hand. To and fro we'll pass the ball, summer seeds will surely sow, bright blessings will ring around the land.
Stop dancing now. Blimey. Right, hello again and welcome to Folkcast 061. I'm knackered Ken Knickel.
And I'm fagged out Phil Widows. Oh, cracky, that seeing in of the merry, merry month of May does take it out of you. But thanks to Red Shoes and before them Galley Beggar for two topical tunes to start off the show. And what a show we've got!
Have we? Oh yes, we have. As ever, you're in the best place to hear the latest from the worlds of folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music. This month we've got music from Hilary James, Can, Alan Morley and Martin Carthy, to name but a few.
And we've got special features too. Our folk laureate, Dave the Rhymer Alton, has gone typically tropical with a stormy story from the South Seas. And I have an exclusive interview with Fleet Foxes main man, Robin Pecknold. Well, sort of.
All that's to come, so stay focused and keep your finger in your ear. But first, here's Caroline and Colin Stanley, a duo from Galway, who call themselves Queen Elvis. They don't sound much like Queen or Elvis, but they do make terrific multi-instrumental acoustic songs. So be upstanding for Her Majesty the King. And a song called Round and Round.
death of a soldier for another great cause. Murder because he was fighting a war. War for the safety of all our great nations. All our great nations rolled into one. Another fanatic and another great cause. Killed by a bomb, he was nursing to die. Nursing his bomb to prove who he was. To prove to the world they would never succumb. You decide. Fate of the Marcel. All locked out, safe and secure. Safe and secure. Oh, the another great cause, destroyed by the people who were fighting the war, fighting the war against an innocent face, face that was only born in the wrong place. They who decide, fate of the Marcel. Locked out, safe and secure. Safe and secure. Oh, the monsters decide in their fate when they don't agree. Take no more. They who decide.
20 years ago I had a home and a cause. I'm slipping in and out of righteousness, hoping that the change has not been spent. Was it lent?
Mind by Red June, a band from the USA whose music is described as acoustic Americana, which works for me. Obvious folk influences there from this trio, who are Will Strahorn on vocals and resonator guitar, Natalia Weinstein on fiddle and harmony vocals, and John Cloyd Miller on guitar. If you liked that and want to hear more, visit the Folkcast 061 show notes page at folkcast.co.uk and follow the links that you'll find there and say hi from us.
And before Red June, it was a guy who must be famous because he's got one of those compounded names. You know, like how Susan Boyle became Subo, or Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo, or
like how everybody calls Mike Harding Mini Ha Ha.
What do you mean, everyone?
Hey, the campaign is gathering momentum.
Anyway, the instrumental was called Soldier's Joy, and it was by Almo. That's Alan Morley, a British multi-instrumentalist who has been playing music on guitars, mandolins, melodeons and bodhrans since the mid-60s, and he must be due for a sit-down by now.
Soldier's Joy is a traditional tune, but it's done in Almo's individual style, and speaking of which, next up are a couple of songs that are positively dripping with individual style from two musicians dripping with skill. Get ready for the remarkable teenage talent that is Luke Jackson. But first is a chap I saw supporting Show of Hands recently in a terrific set, which mixes slide guitar, banjo and harmonica with beatboxing and street rhythms. From his superb album Live in the Living Room, this is Philip Henry solo and live with a very modern take on a very old song. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.
Keep all your lamps trimmed and burning. Keep all your lamps trimmed and burning.
Yeah. his throat, it is warm. It's beaten and dry, he's been shouting again. We will call the shots. He was born wide-eyed, with an open mind, and he grew like the crops in the countryside. Him and his friends, they would sing, we will call the shots. Grown. His views, they have changed. The countryside, now estates and freeways, and under his breath, we won't call the shots. Him and his friends would walk through the fields, just hoping one day they'd change his world, but reality struck, we don't call the shots. End of his drive, his throat it is warm, it's beaten and dry, he's been shouting again, we have called the shots. It's saying we are the old and we are the great, we say what goes and we say what stays, it's always this way, it's us who call the shots.
Jackson there with his own song Call the Shots. I really think that Luke is amazing, just 16 but writing songs of great imagination and maturity, playing blinding guitar and singing with such a powerful, distinctive voice.
Only 16? My God, I've got underwear older than that.
Yeah, I know, I'm wearing some right now.
I've warned you about that, Phil. Phil, you make them all baggy.
Yes.
Anyway, Luke, like Philip Henry, is doing gigs with Show of Hands this summer. They know talent when they see it.
Oh, and so do we. For instance, here's a Folkcast exclusive from the folk poet Dave Alton, with a story inspired by his recent world tour, which stopped off at the island of Fiji. And Dave goes to Fiji, Ken's just back from New Zealand, I go to Weymouth. Okay, anyway, Dave tells me that in the South Seas, the way that mothers get their babies to sleep is to feed them a little mango juice, which apparently has a soporific effect. Maybe it's not just babies that are soothed by mango juice, as you'll discover now.
On the Fijian island of Viti Levu, there is a mountain range known as the Sleeping Giant because its profile looks precisely like a sleeping giant. Also on Viti Levu, they have these wonderful, terrific thunderstorms, which are very dramatic. And here is the story of the thunderstorms and the sleeping giant. Sleeping Giant Storms by Dave Alter. The sleeping giant is stirring, slowly, slowly coming round, sending ants scurrying away in search of higher ground. He grumbles and he mumbles, reluctant to awaken, dark mood lowering over him, and by a tantrum taken, begins to holler and bellow, echoing from darkened skies, his rant shaking coconut palms, temper flashing in his eyes. Plunging his head into the ocean, sending huge waves rolling by, soaking his luscious green tresses, which he shakes, letting fly a deluge drenching all around as he stamps and storms about, torrents cascading from shoulders. See his eyes flash, hear him shout! Him sweet mango juice. The giant settles down once more as mango juice works its charm, gently drifting back into sleep, and Viti Levu is cast.
Recognise that fiddle, Ken? Yes, that was Steel Eye Span's Peter Knight with his other band, Gig Spanner, with a tune called Picnic, which comes from their brand new live album, Doors at Eight. And if you like the sound of Gig Spanner playing live, check out our show notes at folkcast.co.uk for a link to their gig dates, which takes them up and down England throughout the summer and beyond. Oh, and Ken, Peter sends his love.
Ah, yes, but does he send any money?
No.
No, I thought not. Now then, two of the most important men in 20th century folk music are Martin Carthy and Bob Dylan, and both turned 70 just 3 days apart this very month. So next, here's a song by Martin, and that will be followed by a track from a new double CD of Dylan covers by various artists, and the album is called Younger Than That Now.
Yep, that'll be British folk singer Ewan McLennan with Dylan's Boots of Spanish Leather. But first, from Essential, the new compilation album on Topic Records, out to mark Martin Carthy's birthday, it's Georgie, sung by the great man himself. All the best, gents, and many happy returns.
Once I had such a good little boy, a pretty boy, quick as any. He would run 5 miles in 1 hour for an hour, a letter to pardon my Georgie. For what has Georgie done or tuned his hair? Was it stealing or murder of any? Oh, he's told 16 of the Lord Judge's dear, and we sold him down under the valley. Oh, saddle him up, cries my lily white breast. Oh, saddle me up, cries my pony. With bright guns in his hand and a sword at his side, would you spare me the life of my Georgie? And Georgie's father to six babes love. There's a seventh one into my body, but it's willing to part with all I have got if you'll spare me the life of my Georgie. And George shall be hanged in the frames of gold. For the frames of gold you won't find many, but it's willing to part with all I have got if you'll spare me the life of my Georgie. For what has Georgie done on Tudor's Hill? Was it stealing or murder of any? Oh, he's told 16 of the Lord Judge's dear, and we sold him down under the valley. Wish you were stored all in the grove, all in the grove standing ready, with bright guns in your hand and a sword at your side. I'd fight you for the life of my Georgie. Once I had such a good little boy, a pretty boy, quick as any. He would run 5 miles in 1 hour for now, a letter to pardon my Georgie.
Send you to remember me by from the country. country where I'm going. Now there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled from across that lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might want something fine, maybe silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars on the darkest night, or the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For it's all I'm wishing to be owning. But it's just that I might be gone a long old time. It's only that I'm asking, is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make the time more? How can you ask me again, when you know it brings me sorrow? Well, the same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. A letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship a sailing, saying, I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Well, if you, my love, must think that away, and I'm sure your mind is roaming, and I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but to the country where you're going. So take heed of the western wind, take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me, Spanish boots off, Spanish leather.
Seattle-based guitar thrashers Fleet Foxes are beloved for their weird harmonies and having more echo than Liverpool. Now they've just released Helplessness Blues, the follow-up to their highly praised self-titled debut album, a record which sold a mighty 211,000 copies in their native USA. An impressive achievement. To put it in an easy-to-understand scale, that's almost as many copies per head of population as the Wurzels sold in Shetland at the height of Cidermania. 3 years in the making, Helplessness Blues is expected to do even better and may go on to reach Tupperware or even brass record status in terms of sales. To mark this momentous moment in non-folk folk music, I'm here aboard the Folkcast Fokker and I'm going to fly all the way to that America to meet up with Fleet Foxes' main man, Robin Pecknold, and find out the secret of the band's highly individual gimmick, production technique. To pass the time while I'm in the air, here's a bit of their new single.
After some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday soon.
Well, here I am at the address sent to me by Fleet Foxes lead singer Robin Pecknold. No, really. And I wonder where he could be. He invited me to his home and recording studio, but there's nothing here except this old wishing well. Where could Robin be? I'll just drop this coin down the well.
Who disturbs Pecknold?
Hello. Is that Robin? It's Phil from Folkcast. Are you there?
Here I be.
What, are you hiding in the bushes or something?
No, I'm in the well, the deep dark well.
In the well? What are you doing in the well?
This is where I dwell, in the well, oh hell, I dwell in a well, in a well.
Okay. I thought we would meet at your home and you'd show me around your recording studio.
No, this is my home. Here I live in a well, a deep dark well. And this is my recording studio, too. It gives my records a very distinctive sound. I have found in the ground is the sound.
You live in a well. Do you ever leave it?
No, not often.
Are you alone down there?
No. Just me and this long-haired woman. I gave her a ring. That's the thing. A ring. And now I sing. Yes, I sing of the ring.
Can you tell us about your new album, Helplessness Blues? What's it about?
Yeah, Phil. I feel helpless. And I have the blues.
Helpless? Is that because you're trapped in a well?
Not trapped. This is where I dwell. In the well. Where I dwell, it is swell. In the well.
Then why are you helpless?
I can't get any more reverb.
I see. Perhaps you could tell us about your musical influences, then. What records are your all-time favourites?
I like The Jam's Going Underground. I like Simon and Garfunkel's Under the Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And that album by the Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon?
No, Echoes. Dark Side has no atmosphere. It needs more reverb.
I understand. Are you doing anything special to promote the new album, Robin?
Oh, yeah, Phil. I've cursed it. Yeah, cursed it. And right after anyone plays the album all the way through, they'll immediately get a phone call telling them that they have a week to get a friend to buy a copy. Or else...
Or else? Or else what?
Or else I'll send my scary, long-haired girl to get you.
Does she climb out of the well?
No, she climbs out of your speakers. Out of your speakers.
That's fascinating, Robin. Tell me, now you're a successful musician, are you living your childhood dreams?
Oh, no. I didn't want always to live in a well and sing impenetrable songs slightly out of tune. When I was a little boy, I wanted to work on the railway.
As an engine driver?
Oh, no. I wanted to be a station announcer.
The 1945 train for Bristol Temple Meads will depart from Platform 2, calling at Reading, Didcot, Swindon, Chippenham, Beth Spare, and Bristol Temple Meads. Temple Meads.
Robin Pecknold there, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a big hand. He needs it.
The painted bridges go by, above the warm brown water, underneath the sheltering sky, underneath the sheltering sky. Be reborn with the sun's return, to be reborn with the sun's return. She walks in silence, mantled in a nave. She walks in silence and dances with the wind and rain. In the ice bright river, the fishes bide their time. You smile at the sun bright sparrows, and for a moment you are mine. For a moment you were mine. She walks in silence, mantle in her name. She walks in silence, dances with the wind and rain. Clear blue night on this northern sea. You are naked in the ocean, and your eyes laugh at me, and your eyes laugh at me. Dances with the wind and rain. She walks in silence, mantled in her name. She walks in silence, dances with the wind and rain. Thank you.
sliding on and on in the rains. Gypsy fireflies glowing emerald embers. One look, the more remembers that there's a lot of loving in too. Yeah, and it shouldn't do that tortured, sad, and lost thing. She just negates the meaning. He knows that in her he's found. That glimpse of the little taste of higher ground. Now he's chasing all the dreams she's weaving. Her soft lullabies keep him believing in gypsy fireflies. She breathes her life back into his lungs, puts right all of his wrongs, making sense for senses clouded by depth of fences. She comes the nerves that rattle his brain. Oh, he will never complain. Northern girls are pretty and northern boys are heavy. He knows that in her he's found. Oh, that glimpse, the sweetest taste gave it sound. Now he's chasing all the dreams she's weaving. Her soft lullabies keep him believing in gypsy fireflies. Chasing all the dreams she's weaving. Her soft lullabies keep him believing in gypsy fireflies. Gypsy fireflies.
That was Gypsy Fireflies by English singer-songwriter Liam Blake, which comes from his debut album, You and Other Stories, due out in July. Liam's just announced a series of UK dates, including the Glastonbury Festival, lucky lad, and quite a few shows near to us here in Lancashire. So do take a look at our show notes for a link to his website and see if Liam Blake is coming your way. And there, before Liam there was an instrumental there. Who was that there then, Ken, there?
Brian Finnegan and Aidan O'Rourke there, together known as Can. And that's K-A-N. And separately, best known as the front men with Fluke and Lau, respectively. Brian's on the flutes and whistles, Aidan's on the fiddle, and they're joined by ace young guitarist Ian Stevenson and master Manchester drummer Jim Goodwin. And it's a mighty combination.
And ahead of Cam, it was singer-songwriter Jonathan Day with his own song, She Walks in Silence, from his album Carved in Bone, which came out earlier this year. Jonathan lives in Shropshire in England, between a forest and a stream, surrounded by animals and trees. How bucolic. He says he draws his inspiration from his rural surroundings, and his record was made with the help of some friends. Well, that's what friends are for. for May. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit us online at folkcast.co.uk. Have a look round, why don't you? And while you do, you can listen to a ton of our old shows, which are now available in the archive to download, and they're all there together for the first time ever.
Thanks also to all the artists we've featured this month, and to all of the artists that we didn't. We'll be back next month with more from the worlds of folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music.
We'll leave you with a gorgeous song, but check the lyrics, it's a sad one too, and it's ideal for the season ahead. It comes from Hilary James, who you may know from Simon Mayer's Mandelinquents. It's from her new solo album, English Sketches, and it's taken from the 1896 poem by A.E. Housman, and it's titled Summertime on Breedon.
So, till the next time, this is Knackered Ken Knickel.
And it's Fagged Out Phil Widows. And treating all folkcasters to keep focused on folkcast and bidding you a Panglossian.
Bye-bye.
People's hope. to church, good people. Oh, noisy bells, be dumb. I hear you, I will come.
If you've enjoyed listening to Folkcast, you can help us to bring you more of the best in folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music by sending some money our way. The Begging Bowl on the front page of our website, folkcast.co.uk, takes donations via PayPal. Or, if you're in the UK, just send us an email for details of how to donate by cheque. And here's a big thank you to those listeners who have made generous donations in the past. Cheers!